Hi guys, welcome back. So today's episode is on what to eat for fat loss. Now this one comes up time and time again, obviously, because there's so much information out there that leads us to believe we have to eat certain foods for fat loss, and certain ones need to be avoided or banned or whatever that may be. But in all reality, you can eat any foods that you want. I will say that again, you can eat any food that you want. Nothing is off limits at all. Now obviously, yes, we need to take into consideration how much we're eating of certain foods and making sure that we're staying within calorie targets and all this different stuff. But that doesn't mean that we have to banish foods from our nutritional intake. It happens all the time when people go on diets, they cut out everything that they enjoy. So in terms of pizzas or Chinese takeaway or wine or anything along those lines. And by removing it from their diet, it's probably one of the worst things they can do, because then that's all they crave constantly, isn't it? You know, when you're not allowed something, the temptation is there, and you know at some point that you're probably going to give in and actually drink the wine, eat the Chinese takeaway, whatever it may be. And that's why it's really important to include it, because if it's included in what you eat, what you drink, then there's no real need for it to be there and think, right, I can't eat that or I can't drink that. And it's not weighing on your mind that because it's been removed or banned or whatever you want to call it, that you then can't eat it. Because in reality, yeah, you need to include these things. You need to include them because in your life, you cannot say, I'm probably never going to eat that ever again. You know, that's the reality of it. So make sure that you, include these foods, but you just have to be a bit wise with them. Most of the stuff that you probably ban is probably going to be higher in calories, and that's why you ban it, because you think, oh, that's bad foods. It's not bad foods. It's about managing it within your calorie targets, ranges, whatever that may be. So yeah, if you know that you're going to have a Chinese takeaway and it's really high, then pizza for lunch probably isn't the best idea. Or a full fry up for breakfast probably isn't. You know, it's about different things. But you can still fit these into your daily nutrition, weekly nutrition, whatever you want to call it. In terms of eating foods for fat loss, the reason why we rely so much on these vegetables and fruits and such like is because they are lower in calories. And you can eat a lot more of them. So when people start to eat vegetables and such like, they can eat a lot more of them because they're lower in calories. Therefore, they're like, oh, I can eat as much of that. So when they eat a lot of that that's low in calories, but they've cut out all these high calorie foods, of course they're going to lose weight because they've reduced their calories massively. But that doesn't mean to say that you can't work it to your advantage. You know, yes, you may not be able to eat them all the time or every night or anything along these lines, but you can still fit them in. So when it comes to what to eat for fat loss, you just need to be a bit more mindful about all the foods that you're including in there and make sure that you are keeping an eye on not eating too many calories over the course of the whole week, because this will lead to weight gain, yes. But you can still include all these treats. So a lot of my clients especially, like everyone, not just clients, I would say everybody likes a snack from time to time, whether it be, you know, a chocolate bar and such like. So the first thing that when I speak to people, they're like, oh yeah, I've cut out all chocolate, I'm ready to get healthy. And I'm like, right, well, eat some chocolate. And they're like, what? That doesn't make any sense. But it does, because you still need to be able to eat these things. Like I say, unless you can say, I'm never going to eat that ever again, then there's no point in trying to remove that from your diet altogether. Just be a bit more mindful with it and think, right, yes, if I know I'm going to have a Chinese takeaway on the weekend, maybe I will balance out my nutrition the rest of that day or that week or whatever it may be to make sure that I'm still within my calorie targets, because I still want to lose a little bit of weight, but at the same time, I want to enjoy my Chinese. And that goes with, you know, social events, banning social events because you know the risk is that there is going to be temptations there in ways of food and drink and all these kind of things. And I just think it's crazy that people actually go to the lengths to do that. You know, they'll actually say, well, I've not gone for to my friend's birthday meal because, you know, I don't want to eat out and ruin all my progress. And it shouldn't be like that. This is what we need to get to the change of when it comes to what to eat for fat loss, you know. Yes, there is better choices we can make, but from time to time, there will be times where you want to just ease off a little bit, go a little bit higher in calorie, and enjoy your evening. And that's okay, because the rest of the time, we can sort ourselves out to make sure that that's okay. You know, if that means that we have to eat a bit more vegetables with lunch one day or whatever it may be, then, you know, that's a sacrifice that can be made rather than missing the whole social event just because you think that you're probably going to eat something that you're deeming is bad. But remember, there's no such thing as bad foods. So I would definitely never ever look to ban anything. It's about restriction rather than removal. You know, you want to restrict these higher calorie foods, yes. But we can work round this with different strategies, you know, that come to light with that. So in terms, like I said, on what to eat for fat loss, it's totally down to finding out your calorie targets, whether that be a daily target or a weekly target, whichever one you want to work to. So for people especially that like to eat more at weekends, I like to say look at your calories as a weekly goal and then schedule that out accordingly. So if you know that you're going to eat more on a Saturday and a Sunday, maybe you shave the calories back a little bit Monday to Friday to allow you to eat, drink a little bit more on the weekends. And this one's really, really important to do, because if you're working hard Monday to Friday on your health and fitness, it gets to the weekend, you eat a little bit more than you should, and you feel like you've ruined all your progress, then that's never a good position to be in. So by just being a little bit smarter, and like I say, it's trimming back maybe 200 calories per day Monday to Friday, and this allows you to have those extra calories on a weekend, it's a much better way of doing it. And therefore, you can still enjoy those foods that you've maybe banned in the past, but during the week, you maybe have to trim back and eat a bit more veg, lower in calorie foods, make sure that you're getting all your balanced meals through the week. Anyway, it's a short one today, guys. I just want to show you the basics of what to eat for fat loss and how to make it work in your life. Now, remember, this is all about a lifestyle choice. If you are banning foods and saying to yourself, I'm never going to eat them ever again, if that is the honest truth, then yeah, that's fine. But if it's not, and in reality you think, well, I probably am going to eat chocolate or a Chinese takeaway or drink some wine, don't ban it. Just restrict it slightly. Be a bit more mindful. You can still reach your goals. You can still lose fat. You can still lose weight. You can still get healthy. You can still get fitter and include it into your life. And that's what it is about, making these sensible choices. So what to eat for fat loss? Absolutely anything. But just be a bit more mindful with portion sizes, things like that. Right, that's enough for today's episode, and I will speak to you all very, very soon.